Manu Patra alerts dated the 2nd of May 2019. Supreme Court has asked Election Commission of India to pass necessary orders in a representation which sought voting time to be proponed from 7 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the rest of the phases of general elections scheduled during Ramzan month. Supreme Court has observed that solitary confinement of a person sentenced to death prior to the rejection of mercy petition is palpably illegal. Supreme Court has slammed Noida and Greater Noida authorities, including banks, for being hand-in-gloves with real estate major Amrapali Group and for abdicating their responsibility in monitoring the housing projects, thereby leaving lakhs of home buyers in the lurch. Supreme Court has held that categorization of unskilled employees as semi-skilled and semi-skilled is skilled on the basis of their experience in the notification issued for fixing revising the minimum rates of wages is beyond jurisdiction of government. Supreme Court has directed the Archery Association of India, AAI, to hold fresh polls within 4 weeks for various positions of office bearers in the sports body and also declared various amendments brought into Constitution of AAI by Court Appointed Administrator, S.Y. Qureshi, illegal. Bombay High Court has directed state to consider and implement suggestions on honking, pandals and construction sites to reduce violation of noise norms. Delhi High Court has said that it would be incorrect to hold both a parent equally responsible for the expenses of the child and also agreed with a trial court decision directing a husband to pay for maintenance of his minor daughter till she attained the age of majority. Bombay High Court has upheld decision of State Information Commission, SIC, which directed that details of the amount collected by Wilson College by allowing functions at its Gymkhana ground. Madras High Court has directed Chairperson, Tamil Nadu State Wetland Authority, TNSWA, to ensure that all encroachments on the wetlands are removed without showing any indulgence or sympathy to the encroachers. Madras High Court has rejected a plea from school teachers to restrain the government from terminating their services for not passing the Teachers Eligibility Test, TET. A Delhi court has asked AAP's Lok Sabha candidate from East Delhi, Atishi Malina, to prove her locus standi for filing a petition against her BJP rival Gautam Gambhir for allegedly enrolling as a voter into assembly segments. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, has held that a consumer cannot be made to suffer for any delay in the issuance of occupancy certificate to the builder due to some deviations or deficiencies in the project and also directed real estate developer Supertech Limited to refund the entire amount of over 1 crore rupees along with 10% interest to a couple who had booked the villa in one of its projects.